Because she always has a right to say the reason why I was not mecha was because I thought my husband would make the mecha. Gufa, what we just said before, Omar Rav, ein machzikim benichta eshesish, that on the property of an eshesish, a third person cannot make a macho, you cannot make a chazaka, because we have a reason why she did not make the macho, because she thought the husband would make the macho. However, the daini goyla omru, the dayon from goyla, Ashbam says that Shmu v'kana, Toik Rishna Sanhedrin, they hold machzikim, no, you could make a chazaka, even against on the property of an eshesish. And Omar Rav, Rav says, halacha kedai negoyla, the halacha is like that also. Om Rulei Rav Kana Bravasa the Rav. So they asked the question to Rav, Hoda Beima Mishmaitate, do you retract from the locha before that you said Ein Machzikim? And now you say like us that we hold Machzikim? Or Maluhu, he answered back, Mistavra Amri, Ukhada Rav Yosef. Mistavra, I'm only saying in Asloras, which Bam says, Heche de Heaven Mixas Chazoka Bechari Baila, Visholos Liacha Mixas Abal, Kumo Shapiro Shav Yosef Liel. That's when a man can make a chazak on the property of an ancient ish. Only where yay 3 years after the husband died, and then it's considered a good chazaka. When a chanami calls him out, the husband is alive, then we owe the chazaka is not called a good chazaka, because there's no tiny why she wasn't mecha, she always has the right to say, I thought my husband would make the macho. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding that nun hour from an hour. To that, the Mishnah says that v'loyli isha v'nichsei v'aylo, that a wife cannot have a din chazoko in a husband's nechosim. Even though the isha is there using the property for the last 3 years, she's eating the papers of the karka, still we say she doesn't have a chazoko. So the Gemara says, l'churub shita, of course not. Kiva on the isla mizoyni, mizoyni hu de ko'ochlo. That is halacha, the husband has to feed his wife. Says so, some the fact that the wife is eating the parents of the karka, that's no proof that the husband sold it to her. We know Poshe, the husband has to feed her, so that's the way the husband is feeding his wife, by letting her eat the parents of the karka. So her pshit, there's no chazaka. But the husband doesn't have to be meicha, like she be mitzaradin, she's eating the parents. So shavada, there's no chazaka here. Harashbam says, Hakel Yodin, everybody knows, till the parents yoredis. That's the reason why the husband did not make a machor. Like everybody knows about it. So therefore, ladies, of course she can't tell her that she bought it. The husband has the right to say, no, I just let you eat the pears there. So the court of Mishnah is treated. What do we need the Mishnah for? Samara says, no, I'll tell you, the Kiddush and Mishnah is, we're talking about that the husband set aside another property that she takes the pears for her mezainah. So there's no kind of mezainus now. She has on the left side, she has the fields for mezainus. And now here the husband is, and now she's eating a different field. So this field is not set aside for the parents. Says so, I would have thought to say, maybe she does have a chazoko. Kamash mlona, that's a chesh in the Mishnah. Still she does not have a chazoko. And the svara is, because still, we say a svara, like kopit bal, that the svara is the husband is not makpid if his wife eats more than she's really supposed to. It's true, he set aside one side for her. She's supposed to eat only that side of the field and not some mezainos. Now even though the wife goes and eats on the other side of the field, still it's a svara, sometimes the husband's not makpid. Because it's his wife, so she's eating more, so what? That's why he wasn't meicha. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that the wife has no din chazoko, the fact she ate 3 years off her husband's property. So Gemara again makes the diyuk, Haraya Yesh, Mashma, let's say she has a shtar, that the husband sold her the property, then she will be able to keep the property. Rashbam says, Haraya Yesh, Im Yesh lo shtar mechira mibal, heve mecha kayim, if she would show us a proof that she really bought the field from her husband, then she would keep it. So Gemara's the question, why? Lema, why don't we say, Ligluya zuzi hu deboi? Maybe the husband just wants to see where her money is. Like, if he sells her the property, maybe he really doesn't mean to sell it to her. That he's telling her, give me $1,000 and I'll give you the field. But by saying that, he doesn't really mean to sell it. He only wants to see maybe where she's hiding her money. And therefore, when she gives her the money, when she gives him the money, he doesn't really mean to sell it. And Rashbam says, Lema habal, afa pisha karka nikna v'kesef, even though usually when you pay money for karka, you're kind of the karka. But mayas halolu, this money shik about the menu, loikoni lo karka. Let the husband say later, the money that I received from you, I did not take it for teres kinyan kesef. Rather only ligluye zuzibino. Mayas had to mina mimeni. Like the husband's afraid that the wife hid some of his money. V'niskavante legalis li mayasel, I only wanted to know where that money is. Now that you gave me these $1,000, I took them not because I want to sell you my property, but because I hold you really owe me that money. It's my money. I took it back, but there's my money. So why can't the husband say this? What's John the Mishnah that if she comes up with a shtar raya, we say it's really a good sale? Yeshamet minah, so you really want to bring a proof from our Mishnah then, that ha'moiches sodel ishtoi, if a husband, taka, really sells a property to his wife, konso, you want to tell me that the kinyan really takes place, for lo yamrin, and he does not have a right to say, no, I did not mean to sell it, but rather just the gluya zuzahu deboi? Is that true? That really the sale takes place and the husband doesn't have a right to say, I only wanted to see where you're hiding my money? So the chur is a good svara. That's a kashan in the Mishnah, really. Like, why not? The Mara says, like, no, hey, it's not true. That really we have such a svara. I mean, really, it's true. We have such a svara like this. Min astam, when a husband sells his property to his wife and she pays money for it, the husband has a right to say, I never really meant to sell it to you. I only want you to show me where your money is. That I hold you hid my money. It's my money. I'm taking it back with her. It's my money. If so, what's pshat now, Mishnah? The Mishnah digs like this. Amos say, Haraya yesh bishtar matonem. Raya means not that she could prove it, that he sold it to her because of money, but rather with a shtar matona. The Rosh Hashanah says, Haraya yesh im yesh lo shtar matona. Dosam goma venosam lo dleka gilu yezuzay. Let's say the husband wrote his wife a shtar matona, that here's a shtar that I'm giving you my property. In such a case, that's a good mechidir, we say the wife keeps it. So the Mishnah is saying that a wife can't keep the property with a din chazaka. But if she has a shtar matono, that the husband gave it to her for present, and if not, then she would keep the karka. Because by present, there's no svara of legluyei zuzi. Oh, male Rav Nachman. Le Rav Huna. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, Ishno, leheve maga bon biurto bitchuma. You were not by us last night in the tchum of Shabbos. Like Rashbam explains that Vote Midrasha Shlehem, there bet the Midrashois, Vesaifa Tchum Hoyu, was outside just by the end of the Tchum of the city. In order, because they used to give a Drosha on Shabbos, and they wanted to have people come from different cities. From all the cities around, and they made it in a sense of place that from a few different cities, they could all meet there in the same base of Midrash. It was like in the Tchum of all the cities. So Nachman said to Huni, you weren't less than the basic essence. The Amrina and Milam Al Yisro. They're there. We set over good halachas. They set over starker, strong halachas. Omalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, Ma Milam Al Yisro. What are these good halachas that you set over then? Amrisa, we said like this. Hamoich esod el yishtoi. If a husband sells his own property to his wife, konso. Halacha is taka. She's kind of belongs to her. And v'loy Amrina, we do not say, we do not let the husband say later, that ligluye zuzahu diboi, that the only reason why I took your money was not because I want to really sell you my property, it's only that I want to find out where are you hiding my money. Like the husband suspects the wife of hiding his money. So he's just saying, listen, I'll sell you my property, give me $1,000, just to see where those $1,000 are. So Rav Nachman said, over in the base of Medrash, they said, not like that. That the mechir is chal, that if a husband sells the property to his wife, the mechir is chal. And we do not say you only meant to find out where the money is. Omalei, so Rav Huna said back, L'chor pshita, of course it's that way. Of course the mechir should be a good mechir. L'chor adal zuzu mihocha. Forget about the money right now, even if you want to say when the wife gives the money. He does not accept the money, but there is a kinyan. He only accepts the money because he wants to see where the hidden money is. She has a star. The husband gave her over a star. In other words, they made like two kinyonim here. the wife gave the $1,000 to the husband, and then the husband gave it back a shtar. She has a shtar mechira. Even if you want to say the money when the husband accepted the money, he only meant to get that money because he wanted to see where his wife is hiding it. But later the husband wrote her a shtar. So the chura, she should be carrying the karka with the shtar. Miloy tanan, didn't we learn that nechosim shesh lemachrayis, that means karka, property, nicknem v'kesel v'shtar v'chazokom. You know how you could buy a house, how you could buy property? You could buy property either by kesef, paying money for it, or else b'shtar, they write up a shtar, or else b'chazokom, making a chazokom.
So
use it, open it. Use it, lock it. Put a door on it. Yes, nechosim yeh, chazaka, or malay. So the chura here also, that since the husband wrote her a shtar, the chura the kinyan should be with her a shtar. Or malay, she said back to him, no, v'lavit maralo, didn't we learn on this? Or ma shmuel, that shmuel said, lo yishonu ele b'shtar matono. When do we say shtar helps by itself? Only if it's a maton, if it's a present. If somebody wants to give you his house or his karka for a present, then we say shtar is a kinyan by itself. Ah, but b'shtar mecher, but when somebody is selling it to you for money, even though they write up a shtar, lekona, the shtar alone does not help. Chiyitim leidomeho, that you have to pay the money, like the person is not samech das, the seller is not samech das just on the shtar, he wants to see the money, and up until you give the money, the mechir is not chal. So over here, that she gives $1,000 to the husband, who is saying this new svara, that the husband is taking this money, not the terrorist, the payment for the karka, but he holds, she hid his money. She's taken back his own money. So it's not called Kinyan Kesev. So Chur the Shtar should not be good. So Mar says no. V'lav Moisev Rav Hamnuna. Didn't Rav Hamnuna already ask this question? And now we learned. V'shtar Ketad. There's a Gemara we had in Kedushin. That there the Mishnah explains how was the Kinyan Shtar by Karka. That's what we say. Karka Nikna Mekesev Shtar. What's the case of a Shtar? So it says clearly over there. That cost of loyal haniyor, if you write it on a piece of paper, oyal acheres, or else you even use an earthly kli, the back of an earthly kli you write it on. Afal pi shein by shava pruta, another chiddush. Even though this piece of paper, the kli cheres, is not even worth a pruta. In other words, it has nothing to do with money. It has no shavis at all. You're making a star now. There's such a kinyan star without money, and you write on this piece of paper the kli cheres. Sodai mechuru l'chom. I want to sell you my soda, my field. I want to make a kinyan. I want to give you over my field. Harezu mechura. That's or else harezu mechura. Unasanua, and you give it over. That's a good kinyan. Skuri Yisid is a kinyan star without kesef. Just I'm writing down on a piece of paper, even though it's not worth a penny. There's no kinyan kesef at all. There is a mechiras al karka. So Skuri Yisid, not only with a star matano, but even a star mecher also, it's good just with a star alone, even without money. So we're back in our case here, even if you want to say the husband accepts the money, he's taking back his own money, but still, since the husband wrote up a shtar, look her for the shtar, the mechira should be chal. So my guess is like, no, v'lafu moisiv lo v'mafarik lo. Like he himself asked the question, true, this question, but he himself gave an answer to it. You know, it's like this, v'moicha sadeya mepnei rosa. That we say the person sells his property with the shtar mechira, the shtar alone is a kinyan even without any payment. That's only if it's a dead field. And the seller wants to get rid of it already. So there he's happy to sell it to anybody. So if the first person wants to buy it, his nicha, the kinyan should be with the shtar alone. And the money is like a milva, it's like you owe me money now. Well, it's only because I want to get rid of my field, I want to sell it already. So the moicha sadeh, if they were also, there we say a shtar is enough for the kinyan. But in normal cases, we have a good house, a good field, there the owner is not samech das to sell it until he gets his money. So their target of the lachar is the mechir will not be chal. So when the husband is selling a good profit to his wife, then we would say the mechir is not chal. For Ravashi, Ravashi says like this, the matono vigesh litnu loy. I tell you, no, really want to give it for her as a present. He wants to give it for a present. Like we're going back before, when do we say the Kinyan Shtar? That's what really we say by Stam Shtar. He wants to give us a present. If so, how come he wrote inside the Shtar Loshen of Mechiro that I'm selling it to you? Why didn't he say Stam Matona? Is Kedeliyafa is Koichoi. because he wants to give him over a stronger koyach. If I give it to you for a matana, so then there's no mishabodim. If it gets taken away, you lose out, there's no achrayis. But if I sell it to you, then the pshat is there's achrayis upon the mecher. That if it's taken away, if they take it away from the lokeach, then the locher is, lokeach has the right to come back to the mecher. So maybe even though in the shtar itself, it says the lashon of sadai mechur lecho, I'm selling you my field, but the reason why over there the mechir is good is because really he meant to make a matana. He meant to give a present. Since there's no money mentioned over here, we say he meant it for present. Why didn't he say the lashon of a present? Because he wants to do it better. He wants to make it better for you. He wants to give it to you. Lashon mechira, that's to be a chiyuv achrayis upon the mechir, the nice saying to the lokech. But really it's only matana. So that's why it's chal over here with a shtar. In a case where you don't mean a matana, where you really, really mean a mecher for money, then if I would say this tomorrow, a shtar alone is not a kinyan, you have to come on to the money. And in the case when the wife gives the money to the husband, we said that's not called nesinas kesef lekinyan. That's called the husband is taking back his money that his wife took away from him. Next, we have a kasha. It says, love a min eved, if the master borrowed the money from his own eved, and then the master freed his eved, he was mashacha the eved. Or else minaisha, a man borrowed money from his wife, v'girsho, and then he gave his wife a get, v'girsho. Halacha is ein lem olav klum, that they have no right to come back, that the isha, the eved, cannot come and collect the money back from the husband or from the master. Ein lem olav klum, they can't receive anything. My time, what's the reason? Lav mishum derminu, isn't it because derminu we say, legluye zuze, hu deboi? Before that you see that, when the husband borrowed money from his wife, the money that he took was not a real loan, it's that he took the money that he thinks she's hiding from him. Or when the master borrows the money from the Eved, the pshat is he has to free him, he wants to get back all the money the Eved took away from him.